Effect of seat height on manual wheelchair foot propulsion while wheeling forward on a smooth level surface. A repeated measures crossover study. Nathaniel D. Heinrichs 1, R. Lee Kirby 1, Cher Smith 2, Kristen F. J. Russell 2, Christopher J. Terrio 3, Steve P. Doucette 3. 1. Division of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, Department of Medicine, Dalhousie University, 2. Department of Occupational Therapy, and 3. Research Methods Unit, Nova Scotia Health Authority, Halifax, NS, Canada. Abstract. Purpose: to test the hypothesis that, during manual wheelchair foot propulsion forward on smooth level surfaces, lowering the seat height increases speed, push frequency and push effectiveness, and decreases perceived difficulty. Methods: in a repeated measures crossover study, 50 able-bodied participants used 1 foot to propel a manual wheelchair 10 meters on a smooth level surface at 5 seat heights, in random order, ranging from 5.08 cm below to about 5.08 cm above lower leg length, neutral. We recorded wheelchair skills test, WST, capacity scores and used the wheelchair propulsion test, WPT, to calculate speed, MS, push frequency, cycles S, and push effectiveness, M cycle. We also recorded the participants' perceived difficulty, 0-4, and video recorded each trial. Results. WSD capacity scores were reduced at the higher seat heights. Using repeated measures models, adjusted for age and sex, there were negative relationships between seat height and speed, p less than 0.0001, and push effectiveness, p less than 0.0001. Lowering the seat height by 5.08 cm from neutral corresponded to improvements in speed of 0.20 meters per second and in push effectiveness of 0.20 meter cycle. The trend for push frequency was also significant, p equals 0.003, but the effect size was smaller. Perceived difficulty increased with seat height, p less than 0.001. The video recordings provided qualitative kinematic data regarding the seated gait cycles. Conclusions. During manual wheelchair foot propulsion forward on smooth level surfaces, lowering the seat height increases speed and push effectiveness, and decreases perceived difficulty. Introduction. For people who use wheelchairs for mobility, seat height can affect the biomechanics of two-hand propulsion, e.g. by people with paraplegia, a subject that has been extensively studied. 1-8 Manual wheelchairs can also be self-propelled with one or both feet. For instance, many people with hemiplegia propel themselves using their sound side arms and legs, HEMIPLEGIC pattern propulsion, 9-11, and many frail elderly people or those with central cord syndrome propel their wheelchairs with both feet. 12. There has been research done on some aspects of foot propulsion, including foot ground contact and kinetic analysis. 10, 11, 13, 17. People using foot propulsion are often prescribed wheelchairs with a reduced seat height to ensure adequate foot contact with the ground. 18. If the seat is not lowered, the wheelchair user needs to shift his or her buttocks forward on the seat to reach the ground. 18. This alters sitting posture and can contribute to pressure injuries. Unfortunately, however, there is limited published research data, 19, 20, that can be used to guide the optimization of seat height for wheelchair users who use foot propulsion. Murata et al., 19, used a motion capture system to study 7 able-bodied participants using two-leg propulsion with seat heights ranging from 6.0 cm above to 6.0 cm below lower leg length. They found a significant increase in speed as the seat height was lowered but no significant effect on push frequency, cadence. Wang et al., 20, reported on 10 wheelchair users who used hemiplegic propulsion in regular and lower seat height conditions while negotiating an obstacle course. When using the lower seat height, their participants were faster, more accurate and more comfortable. Unfortunately, this study was only published in abstract form and details are not available. Given the limited number of research studies on seat height and foot propulsion, and the limited sample sizes in these studies, we perceive the need for a study to corroborate and extend the findings of these two earlier studies. The primary objectives of this study were to test the hypothesis that, during manual wheelchair foot propulsion forward on smooth level surfaces, lowering the seat height increases speed, push frequency and push effectiveness, and decreases perceived difficulty. Our secondary objective was to quantify the extent of these effects. Methods. In a repeated measures crossover study, 50 able-bodied participants used 1 foot to propel a manual wheelchair 10 meters on a smooth level surface at 5 seat heights, in random order, ranging from 5.08 cm below to about 5.08 cm above lower leg length, neutral. We recorded wheelchair skills test, WST, capacity scores and used the wheelchair propulsion test, WPT, to calculate speed, MS, push frequency, cycles S, and push effectiveness, M cycle. We also recorded the participants' perceived difficulty, 0-4, and video recorded each trial. Results. WST capacity scores were reduced at the higher seat heights. Using repeated measures models, adjusted for age and sex, there were negative relationships between seat height and speed, p less than 0.0001, and push effectiveness, p less than 0.0001. Lowering the seat height by 5.08 cm from neutral corresponded to improvements in speed of 0.20 meters per second and in push effectiveness of 0.20 meter cycle. The trend for push frequency was also significant, p equals 0.003, but the effect size was smaller. Perceived difficulty increased with seat height, p less than 0.001. The video recordings provided qualitative kinematic data regarding the seated gait cycles. Conclusions. During manual wheelchair foot propulsion forward on smooth level surfaces, lowering the seat height increases speed and push effectiveness, and decreases perceived difficulty. References. 1. Mass LC, LaMontagne M, O'Ryan MD. Biomechanical analysis of wheelchair propulsion for various seating positions. J. Rehabil Rees Def, 1992. 29:12-28. 2. Van der Wouw Udi LHV, Viger DJ, Roz Endel RH. Seat height in hand rem wheelchair propulsion. J. Rehabil Rees Def, 1989. 26:31-50. 3. Van der Slicke RMA, DeWitt AMH, Berger MAM, Bregman DJAJ, Viger DJHEJ. Wheelchair mobility performance enhancement by changing wheelchair properties. What is the effect of grip, seat height, and mass? In J Sports Physio Perform, 2018, 13:1050-8. 4. Kodaj RVBR, Sabic MB, NKN, Zhao KD. The effect of seat position on wheelchair propulsion biomechanics. J. Rehabil Rees Def, 2004, 41:403-14. 5. Gores P., Louis N. Wheelchair Propulsion Kinematics in Beginners and Expert Users. Influence of Wheelchair Settings. Clin Biomech, Bristol, Avon. 2012, 27:7-15. 6. Van der Wouw Udi LH, Bo E., Van Wagen J., Van S. H., Viger D., De Groot S. Seat height, effects on submaximal hand rem wheelchair performance during spinal cord injury rehabilitation. J. Rehabil Med, 2009, 41:143-9. 7. Wei S. H., Wang S., Jiang C. J., Chu J. C. Rest kinematic characterization of wheelchair propulsion in various seating positions. Implication to rest pain. Clin Biomech, Bristol, Avon. 2003, 18:S46-52. 8. Lee S.Y., Kim S.C., Lee M.H. Effect of wheelchair seat height on shoulder and forearm muscle activities during wheelchair propulsion on a ramp. J. Fies Thayer C., 2012, 24:495-7. 9. Van der Wouw Udi LH, Dalmayer AJ, Jensen TW, Viger D. Alternative modes of manual wheelchair ambulation. An overview. MJ Fies Med Rehabil, 2001, 80:765-77. 10. Kirby RL, Adams CD, McPhee AH, Coolin AL, Harrison ER, Eskies GA, Smith C, McLeod DA, Dewey DJ. Wheelchair skill performance. Controlled comparison between people with hemiplegia and able-bodied people simulating hemiplegia. Arch Fies Med Rehabil, 2005, 86:387-93. 11. Kirby RL, Ethan's KD, Duggan RE, Saunders Green LA, Luger JA, Harrison ER. Wheelchair propulsion. Descriptive comparison of hemiplegic and two-hand patterns during selected activities. MJ Fies Med Rehabil, 1999. 78:131-5. 12. Burns AS, Dighton OJF. Establishing prognosis and maximizing functional outcomes after spinal cord injury. A review of current and future directions in rehabilitation management. Spine 2001, 26:S137-45. 13. Kawada K., Yamamoto S. Motion analysis of driving wheelchairs with lower legs of hemiplegic patients. JXR Physio, 2008. 23,789-93,14. Michizo Hashiar, Sasaki A., Kenjo M. Kinetic analysis of 1 foot wheelchair propulsion characteristics according to seat surface angle of the wheelchair for stroke patients with hemiplegia. Bull Grad School Health, Sagitta University. 2013. 21,113-24,15. Charbonneau R., Kirby R. L., Thompson K. Manual wheelchair propulsion by people with hemiplegia, within participant comparisons of forward versus backward techniques. Archfies Med Rehabil. 2013. 94,1707-13,16. Suzuki T., Fukuda J., Fujita. The effects of forward tilt of the seat surface on trunk and lower limb muscle activity during one-leg wheelchair propulsion. J. Fies Thercy. 2012. 24,287-90,17. Sato Y., Masatomi M., Yoshinaga T. Relation of posture and independent mobility in wheelchair foot propulsion. Kawasaki Med Welfare J. 2006. 15,521-8,18. Buck S. Wheelchair propulsion by foot. Assessment consideration. Top stroke rehabil. 2004. 11:68-71,19. Murata T., Azami T., Matsuo K., Kubo E., Okigawa. Effects of wheelchair seat height settings on alternating lower limb propulsion with both legs. Assist Technol. 2014 liters. 26,151-6,20. Wong J., Sayu M., Kirino. The effects of changing wheelchair seat position on posture and wheelchair propulsion performed unilaterally with the arm and leg. Archfies Med Rehabil. 2001. A2:1340:B9. Abstract.